NPR's Kate Seeley is in Damascus, where, as we just heard, Secretary Powell met with Syria's president. Earlier today, he was in Beirut meeting with Lebanon's senior leaders. The day trip to both countries was prompted by fears that a new front might open up in the Arab-Israeli conflict.
Powell is worried that growing tensions along the Lebanon-Israel border could spill over into a wider regional war. And just to give you some background, basically ever since Israel launched its invasion into West Bank towns more than 2 weeks ago, Lebanese Hezbollah guerrillas have stepped up attacks on Israeli military positions. Those attacks have been largely confined to a disputed patch of land near the Golan Heights, known as the Shabah Farms. But Hezbollah has launched almost daily mortar attacks there, and that has led to Israeli military retaliation inside the Lebanese frontier. Now, U.S. officials are concerned because Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has warned that Israel may be forced to take harsher action and possibly strike back at Lebanon or Syria itself, which has troops in Lebanon. And, of course, that could lead to even wider escalation, which the Americans are trying to avoid. So Powell appealed directly today to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and Lebanon's president to rein in Hezbollah's cross-border attacks.
And so how did Lebanese and Syrian officials respond to that request?
Well, Syria has not commented publicly on the Powell request. The Syrians are the party that matters with regard to this issue, however. Syria is the power broker in Lebanon. It's one of the key sponsors of Hezbollah. But earlier in the day, Lebanese officials did comment on Powell's request, and through them, one can gauge the Syrian position. At a press conference with Powell, Lebanon's foreign minister described the attacks as legitimate resistance to Israeli occupation. And today, Hezbollah issued a statement vowing to continue its attacks.
What kind of reception did Secretary Powell get?
Well, diplomats tell me that both Syria and Lebanon, welcome the Powell visit. They want to be players in the region. So this visit established Syria in its own eyes as being back on the American radar screen. The Arab public, the Arab street, wasn't quite as welcoming. Powell was greeted in Beirut by thousands of protesters shouting anti-American slogans. The U.S. is seen here as being biased in favor of Israel, and right now there's a lot of anger directed towards Israel and the U.S. because of its actions in the West Bank.
Given what you said about the reach of this, the secretary has also been discussing with Lebanese and Syrian officials the possibility of an international peace conference to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. What have you heard about that?
Well, Sharon on Sunday night proposed to Powell that the U.S. host a Middle East peace conference to be attended by certain parties in the region. And Powell did say in Damascus today that he was measuring Arab support for such a conference. Now, he also said earlier that it could be held at a ministerial level and did not necessarily require Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. But today, Lebanese officials scoffed at that idea. I mean, no peace conference will fly in the Arab world without the inclusion of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Syria doesn't believe Sharon is sincere about wanting to make peace. They would argue that, Syria and Lebanon are serious, however. Both endorsed a Saudi peace initiative recently calling for normal relations with Israel in exchange for its withdrawal from Arab lands. But they want to see the U.S. play a balanced role in helping bring about not only a ceasefire between Israelis and Palestinians, but a lasting regional peace. And in their view, that would mean having to include Yasser Arafat at any negotiating table.
Kate, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.
Kate Seeley in Damascus.